This is a spoken Wikinews article from wikinews.org, the free news source, recorded by Fearson. Mubarak arrested in Egypt ahead of corruption probe, Wednesday, April 13, 2011. Hosni Mubarak, the ousted president of Egypt, who was last night taken to a hospital after a heart attack, has been detained by prosecutors in the country ahead of a corruption probe. Egyptian officials allege that Mubarak was involved in corruption and killing while he was in office. The prosecutor general confirmed Mubarak and his two sons, Gamal and Ala, had been detained for 15 days in the early hours of this morning. The former president, ousted from power in February following widespread protests across the country, remains in hospital after suffering a heart attack while being questioned by Egyptian officials yesterday. Mubarak was summoned to face questions before Egyptian officials on Sunday over allegations of money laundering while he was in power and claims that he ordered security forces to fire on anyone protesting against him. Sources say that he suffered a heart attack while being interrogated by Egyptian prosecutors and was taken to a hospital in the coastal city of Sharm el-Sheikh while he was living since resigning. He arrived at the hospital in an armored car and flanked by heavy protection, according to two sources in the city, which lies on the coast of the Red Sea. Outside the hospital, thousands of people gathered to demand Mubarak stand trial for ordering security forces to fire on protesters during the popular uprising earlier this year, when 800 people were killed. As Gamal and Ala were driven away in a police van, the crowd pelted the vehicle with stones, water bottles, and shoes. Thousands more have gathered in Tahrir Square in the capital, Cairo, in the past few days demanding Mubarak be tried for his alleged crimes. Mubarak has robustly denied the allegations of corruption and killings during his administration. Shortly before he was ordered for questioning on Sunday, the television station Al Arabiya broadcast an audio message from the former leader, in which he said that he would defend himself against what he deemed a unjust campaign of distortion, lies, and incitement against him. He claimed his enemies were systematically aiming to tarnish my reputation and discredit my integrity, and that he would legally fight those who engage in lies and distortions against me. This recording was made on 2056 UTC on April 15, 2011, and has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.